This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Imam Malik, may Allah have mercy upon him, recorded that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Taraktu fikum amrayn," that I have left you with two things. "Lan tadillu ma tamassaktum bihima," that you will never, he used the article "len," which means you will never ever go astray if you hold on up to them. If you make them your way of life, if you act upon it, you will never, regardless of the era, regardless of the environment, wherever you are, you will never go astray if you hold on to them. كتاب الله وسنة نبيه. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Quran as nuran mubina, a clear light. It shows us the way back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is narrated to us authentically is also a form of revelation, because Allah said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak from his desires. Rather, it is a revelation that has been revealed to him. It is said that if we want to be successful, then we should model success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us what the ultimate success is in his book. The ultimate success is to make it to Jannah. Not only that, but to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, that is the greatest of all successes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described who Jannah is for. Who are the people of Jannah? What are their qualities? How do they behave? How do they act? All of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran. So when we recite the Quran, we need to ask ourselves, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the believers, describing the people of Jannah, describing their characteristics, is he talking about me? When he describes these individuals, we need to ask ourselves, that is he talking about me? And if he is, then we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask him for more. But if we feel that he is not talking about us, then we need to change. We need to repent. We need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him to give us the ability to become from those individuals. And we want to look at how can we model this behavior? How can we create an environment that will allow us to succeed, to become amongst those individuals? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran,
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Allah is commanding us to rush, to hasten, to run towards Jannah. He's not telling us to wait, to postpone. Maybe tomorrow I'll think about it. But hurry up. And musara is also to compete with other people. Do not let the other person beat you to Jannah. To compete towards what? To the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that will lead to his mercy and his forgiveness, rush towards that. Who? Your Lord, your creator, the one who sustains us, the one who takes care of us, the one who has given us everything that we have. Rush towards him. And a garden whose width is like the heavens and the earth, that is prepared for the muttaqun. Taqwa is to put a barrier between yourself and that which you fear. And what we fear is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that barrier is the obedience of Allah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was asked, what is taqwa? And he said, if you saw a path in front of you, it was laid with thorns and dangerous things, how would you tread on that path? We would be very careful how we went on that path. He said, that's what taqwa is. That you be careful how you move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't go into that which he has forbidden, and you do that which he has commanded you to do. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he starts describing the muttaqun. And in the Quran, you will find the description of them. And he describes them in these verses.
الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Those individuals who spend when it is easy for them to do so. And not only that, even when it's difficult, they still spend. Because they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from them. They do not belittle any good deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He uses the present tense, which means this is something that they do time after time after time. It's part of their nature. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that protect your souls from the hellfire, وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى, even with a part of a date. Do not belittle anything that you spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ, those who repress their anger. They have a level of emotional control. They don't let their emotions dominate them. Rather, they are the ones who are in control of their emotions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ, that the strong individual is not the one who's good at wrestling, who is physically dominant, who can overpower the other person. Rather, إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ, rather, the strong person is that individual who can control themselves when they are angry. When they get upset, they are able to control that anger. Not only that, he said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, even there's a higher level, that they're able to pardon other people and pardon in a way that they forget about it. It does not impact them. It does not impact their mental health that they keep bringing it over and over or thinking over and over. Rather, they forgive and forget. Even a higher level of emotional mastery, because we can suppress that anger. But to pardon in a way that does not even bother you is a very high level. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sarrahu an yushraf lahu bunyan wa yurfa lahu darajat," that whoever would be pleased that the castles of Jannah be presented in front of him, to be raised in front of him, and to be raised in his ranks in Jannah, "Falyafu amman zalama wa yu'ti man harama wa yasil man qata'a," then let them forgive those individuals who have wronged them, to give to those who have not given to them, and to maintain ties of kinship with those who have cut them off. It's easy when somebody does a little thing to kind of overlook it. When somebody gives you, it's easy to give them back. When somebody keeps in touch with you, it's easy to keep in touch with them. But it's difficult that when somebody has really wronged you, to overlook that mistake and pardon in a way that does not even impact you. It's gone completely. It's not on your mind. It's difficult to give to somebody who refused to give to you. And it's difficult to maintain ties with people who don't want anything to do with you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about these individuals that they have these qualities. And he says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves the ones who play at excellence, the ones who show ihsan. And ihsan is, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that you know He's, that you see Him. And if you cannot do that, you know that He's watching you. And ihsan is not only in our relationship with Allah, because that ihsan has to translate into our behavior. And it is also how we deal with one another. To strive to do good to everyone that we deal with, our parents, our children, our spouses, our community. We strive to a level of excellence with these individuals. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. That from the qualities of these individuals is that when they commit the major sins and minor sins, fahisha is those abhorrent sins, major sins, and minor sins, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know that they're going to be standing in front of Him one day. They know that He's watching them. They know that they will not get away with it. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, so they hasten and they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who can forgive sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they do not keep on going in that sin. They do not persist in it while they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them, that they're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here comes a very important question. Where is that reminder coming from? Dhakarullah, they just committed major sin. Where is it coming from? If you look at the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in these verses, to be able to spend when it's difficult, to make that a part of your nature, to be able to suppress your anger, to be able to forgive people and overlook their mistakes and not let it bother you, to be able to play at ihsan, and even when you make a mistake, to be able to turn around shortly. Where is that reminder coming from? These individuals have an environment set up for them that allows them to succeed. Because this is not normal. It is not human nature to be able to spend like that. Our nafs al-ammara, our ego, wants us to hold on to every penny. It wants us to exact revenge. It does not want to forgive. And it wants to commit those sins. But they have a relationship with Allah. They have a relationship with the Quran. They have the right people around them. They have trained themselves to go against their nafs. That is what allows them to reach that level. It does not happen like that because it's not part of our nature. But when we train ourselves and we go against our nature and we depend on Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes easy until it becomes part of our nature, part of who we are. That becomes the new norm. And in our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to have four major obstacles. That's always going to be there until we leave this world. The first of them is shaitan. He's never going to rest because he said, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, that by your might, I'm going to mislead everyone إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمْ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except those of your servants who are sincere to you. So it is the sincere ones that work on these things, that work on themselves, that understand who shaitan is and what he's trying to do. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he said that from the fiqh of an individual, from the understanding of an individual, is that they always check their iman and see what is missing there. From their understanding is that they see, is their iman going up or is it reducing? And from their understanding is, they know how shaitan gets the best of them. And they work to fix that. So we also have to be like that. We have to understand, how does shaitan get the better of me? Because he's going to win. At times he's going to win. But we cannot let him win the war. Because he swore and he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that by your majesty I'm going to mislead everyone as long as they have souls within them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, by my majesty, by my glory, I will forgive them as long as they seek my forgiveness. So when we slip, we got to get back up. We can't let shaitan win. But we have to know how he gets us. Because هُوَ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ, that they see you from where we don't see them. They know our weaknesses. He knows how to get us, when to come, which button to push. But we also have to become self-aware and understand how these things work. The second obstacle in our path is going to be our own nafs, our ego. The nafs al-ammara is the ego. That's going to be an obstacle because it wants comfort. It wants short-term pleasure. It does not want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to go against that nature. We have to develop ourselves in a way that the nafsul mutma'inna becomes a dominant soul that comes a place. Ibrahim al-Taymi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that I imagine myself, he visualized himself, in Jannah, eating from the wonderful fruits, enjoying the rivers of Jannah, being with the maidens in Jannah. And then he said, I imagine myself to be in the hellfire, eating the disgusting food of Zakkum, drinking what flows from the people of hellfire mixed with pus and blood. He's visualizing this, dealing with the chains and iron collars that is going to be there. And then he told his nafs al-ammara, he tells it, what do you want in that situation? And the nafs replied and said, that I want to go back to this world and do good. So he tells it, أنت في الأمنية, that you are fortunate because you have that chance. فعملي, but start doing the actions now. And we have that opportunity as well, that we start taking actions and going against our nafs. The third obstacle is people. There's going to be people who are going to stop us from the path of Allah, that are going to stop us from going towards Allah. Why do you need to go to the masjid? Just relax, man. Just have a drink. And forget about the non-Muslims. Muslims tell this to us. Take it easy. Don't be so serious. So we need to surround ourselves with the right people. And then the allure of this dunya. This world is meant for us to plant the seeds for the akhirah. The smart individual is who utilizes this world to build his akhirah. That when he does something, these normal things, they have the intention that they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through it. So they win in dunya and also in akhirah. And when it comes to environment, we always talk about the physical environment. We need to change our physical environment. But there's something even more important. There's three things that we need to focus on when it comes to building our environment. The first is the internal environment. Our psychological environment. What's in there? Do we have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What ideas are we taking in? Do we have good thoughts about our own selves? How do we talk to ourselves? What's in there? We need to change that. We need to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And also the spiritual environment in our heart. What kind of things are going in there? Is it things that are putting a barrier between our heart and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is it things that will nurture that soul? That will give that soul what it wants? The second thing is the people environment. Do we have people around us who are going to motivate us, empower us, encourage us to be the best that we can be? To be the best servants of Allah that we can be? Not only that, but to also strive and succeed in this world. And then last comes the physical environment. How can I optimize my environment in a way that will allow me to succeed? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين صلى الله على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes in Surah Al-A'raf, for those individuals who actually work on these things, they work on themselves. What happens eventually?
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبُصِرُونَ.
That those individuals who have taqwa, who have that mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when shaitan touches them, when impulse touches them to do wrong, right away they remember, تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and all of a sudden they have insight. So when that impulse touches them, because they've trained themselves, because they have a verse that they go back to, because maybe they go for a walk and they remind themselves, they say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. They have a system set up that does not let them fall into that sin right away. They get insight and they change. Because when shaitan touches us, when that impulse comes, the thinking brain shuts off. We know better, but we still do it. Why is that? Because when that desire takes over, we're not thinking rationally anymore. We're not thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thinking brain shuts off. But when people have a way to snap out of it, and they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they remember that He's watching them, that they're going to stand in front of Him, they're able to shift their focus. But those individuals who do not train themselves, who do not set up that environment for themselves to succeed, what happens to them?
وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقُصِرُونَ.
As for their brothers, the shayateen from the ins and the jinn, they keep pulling them. They throw them farther and farther away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will never stop. Because misleading people is not enough. They need to push them as far away as they can. So when we don't have the environment that will stop us, that relationship with the Quran, that will remind us. The people in there that will stop us, that will check upon us. Hey, where's this guy? Let me go check on him. Where is he today? I haven't seen him in the masjid for so long. If we don't have that set up, and when shaitan gets us, he's going to keep pushing us further and further. But those who set up that environment, they're the ones who are able to remember and change their ways. And when they do this, going back to the earlier verses,
أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين.
That those individuals who embody these qualities, they get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to go towards. The forgiveness of Allah and the gardens of paradise in which they will reside forever. And then he says, وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, that how wonderful is the reward for those who take action. Because it comes down to action. We can theorize, we can strategize, we can think about it. But nothing will change until we actually take action. Because when we take action, we'll mess up and that's fine. We'll learn from it and we'll change and we'll strategize and we'll become better. But we have to take action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those individuals who listen to His verses and act upon them. May He make us amongst those individuals who set up that environment that will allow them to succeed. May He make us amongst those who take action. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات والأحياء منهم والأموات. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. Please train your lines. Close the gaps. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه سميع عليم إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون وإخوانهم يمدونهم في الغي ثم لا يقصرون الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to your masjid on this beautiful day, the 3rd. Please join us in welcoming Sheikh Saif Murad, candidate for the resident scholar position. Sheikh Saif is a trained scholar with bachelor's and master's degrees from the Islamic University of Medina and a trained life coach. Don't miss out on your opportunity to hear from Sheikh Saif with these upcoming workshops here at the IAR. Tonight, from 7:30 to 10, Two Keys to Happiness. Tomorrow, from 2 to 5 p.m., Three Pillars of a Happy Marriage. And Sunday, from 2 to 3:30, Current Youth Affairs and Challenges. Masjid King Khalid, located within the grounds of Shaw University, has been closed since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Repeated requests to the university's administration to reopen the masjid have been denied, citing concerns over COVID-19. Tomorrow, at 11:30 a.m., King Khalid Masjid will be holding a protest outside the International Studies Center at Shaw. We hope to see everyone there in support of the efforts to get this House of Allah reopened. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your support. Are you ready for the biggest MSA event in NC ever? Join RISE and MSAs from around North Carolina for Qiyam Night, a night filled with worship, social cohesion, and fun. We're honored to have guest speaker Imam Ahmed Deeb for this event. Friday, February 10th, registration is required via RaleighMasjid.org/programs. Our community is invited to participate in the IAR annual Ramadan Quran competition. There's no age restriction on competing. The deadline to register is March 11th. More information and registration, you can check the announcement email. Parenting. Who said it's easy? Join us for a session with Habib Qadri to learn more about how we can navigate the challenges as parents. Thursday, February 16th at 6:30 p.m. Registration is required via alimanschool.org. Youth of all ages are invited to join a public speaking workshop with Brother Glenn Silver and Brother Yusuf Badr. It'll be Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. every 2 weeks starting next weekend. You can register via our website under the Programs tab. The IAR Umrah team is excited for the very first Umrah and Al-Aqsa Spring Break Youth and Family Retreat. This special trip will take place from March 9th through the 20th. See our website for more details. Jazakumullahu khairan. Have a wonderful week. Wassalamu alaikum.